Ashley Easter.
And I'm Charlie Grantham, and you're listening to Serendipity,
the podcast where we explore everyday magic all around us.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Serendipity podcast. I'm really excited today because we're doing a mini episode. And Charlie, if you could see her face right now, she's like busting at the seams, so excited to share. Like, it's like so contagious. I can't wait to hear this. So Charlie is going to share a serendipitous story with us today. And I can't wait to hear what it's about. I have not heard this story yet.
Yeah, I was saying, I don't think I've told you this story yet. And I think it's a pretty good story. So I've talked about my grandparents a lot on the show, about how they died. And I feel like they send me signs, like the feathers, just to give like a recap, like the feathers, the time, like my grandma's, like, I think was like in the room, like in the middle of the night, because like I felt a presence, and then Nate was sleep talking and was like, oh, it's just mama. Like, and I was like, what? Or like the birds and like just different things. So back in December, it was like a few days after Christmas, I think, I got a card and it said, it was addressed to me, and it, the label was my grandparents, like the return label was my grandparents. And I was like, okay, what? Like, you know, I'm open to anything. So I was almost like, is this mail from beyond the grave? Like, I mean, that's literally what I thought.
Yeah.
So I was like opening it in the elevator, and it was like a card that said like something about granddaughter. And like, I opened it and it was signed by my grandparents, like, Merry Christmas. And they love me so much. And it was like, I was like, okay. I was just like, okay, could this be, like, that was my like thought. I was like, could they have sent me this letter? Like, and then there was a check inside for $1,000. And I was like, and it was their check with their name on it.
Whoa.
So I was like, okay, let me figure out what's happening. So I called my aunts and they said that, okay, this is not the serendipitous story. This is just the beginning of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So my grandparents did not send that from beyond the grave. But it was, so what happened was something happened with like either like tax returns or like something like that, where they got money back from like something. And my aunts and like my dad and my uncle decided that they would have wanted to like give it to the grandkids. And so that's what it was. They like, that's what they felt they wanted. And that's why they signed it them.
Yeah.
And it was like from their, like, I guess bank account, which is probably now closed,
right,
but like they had like power of attorney or something. So that's why it was like signed, but it felt really special because it felt like, wow, this is like from them.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, what do I want to do with this money? And so I was like, I think I want to probably like do, like get one or two things, like specifically something to like make me think of them, and then save the rest. And so I bought this hummingbird necklace because they all like hummingbirds make me think of them because they loved hummingbirds. They had like a hummingbird painting. They had like hummingbird feeders. There was always like hummingbirds like around their house. They really loved hummingbirds. And then hummingbirds are like, I think like a sign of loved ones. And they're also a sign of like joy and like celebration and stuff. And so I got like a nice, like gold, like a, you know, necklace for like, I don't remember how much it was, but it was like, it was more than I would normally spend on a necklace,
because
it was like, you know, I wanted it to be like special. So I got like the gold one for like, I don't know, $150, $200.
Or something. Yeah.
So I got that. And then I was like, okay, I think the other thing that I want to get is like a painting easel. And because I feel like for stress management, and this was back in like January, I want to be able to just paint, not even like learning how to paint, but just like, you know, like getting a canvas, doing whatever I want, paint brushes, and then you can paint it white and just start over. Just for sure. And I found some ones online for like $200. And cause I wanted like a collapsible one because we have a small apartment, so I didn't want it out all the time. And I don't know what exactly happened, if I got really busy or what, but I didn't want to spend the money, but I like just forgot about it. And then I just ended up putting all that money into the savings and not using it.
Mm-hmm.
So fast forward to May of 2022. So like a few months later, I was like, oh, can we go to Goodwill? Because I heard, I feel like this Goodwill over here would have good stuff, because one time I went in there to like drop something off and I was like, oh, this looks like a nice Goodwill. And so we were like, okay. So Nate and I went and, you know, I'm looking around, I'm like not seeing anything in the clothing section. And Nate comes up to me with like one of those, it looked like one of those like folding like lawn chairs that you like put in.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, why do you have a lawn chair? He's like, it's not a lawn chair. And I'm like, what is it? And he like opened it. And it was a collapsible easel.
Oh.
And I was like, what? And it was like brand new. It had the tag on it still.
Wow.
And it was only $30. And wow. Like the ones I was looking at were like 200, you know, 250. And I was like, what? And so we took it out and we put it together to see, like, make sure it like worked and everything. And it did. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like this is a sign. Like I wanted one of these like months ago.
Yeah.
And now, you know, so I was like, we have to get it. And Nate didn't even know, like it was all wrapped up. It like I said, it looked like one of those folding lawn chairs and it's
right,
like carrying
right.
it back. He said he didn't know what made him open it. He just was like, oh, what's this? So I was like, okay, great. Can you carry that around? Let's keep looking. So, I go and I'm looking in all like the home section with all the stuff, and there, right in the, like on the shelf, there's like a clear bag, and I pick up the bag and it is full of like, I don't know, I didn't count, but like 12 to 15 paints.
Oh.
Like for painting like a canvas.
What?
That you would buy at the store that like, I think when we went to Michael's the other day, I looked to see how much they were like $2 each. And these were like wow. almost all brand new paints in a whole bag for $5.
Oh
and I was
God.
Like, what are the odds that I would find paint? At Goodwill, I never, that's like not something you commonly find.
No, I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, at a thrift store. And I was like, oh, what are the odds that I found the easel, like Nate found the easel, and then I found the paints in the same trip at the same store. And right above the paint was a figurine of an angel. And that is like, I associate that with my grandma because she loved angels. That's the whole reason like we find feathers, is because she would always collect feathers, because she said if you find a feather, it means an angel was just there with you. And so I was like right above the paints. And so Nate came over and I'm like, look, I found these paints. He was like, what? And I'm like, yeah. And look, there's an angel right above that. And he was like, well, look, right above the angel, there was like one of those like yard signs or something where you can write on it with chalk or whatever. And it said, hey, on it. And it just reminded me, like, I have this tattoo right here because my grandma would always say, hey, girl.
Aww.
And I was like, oh my gosh, like, it didn't say girl, but it was like, that is kind of interesting that it just like says, hey, and there's the angel and then the pants. And so anyway, I started using it like right away. And it's like such a stress reliever for me. Mm-hmm. Like, it's been so relaxing to just like, let me take a break and just like paint. Like, and I'm not painting anything. I'm just like, you know, having fun. And it's like, it's almost like a meditative practice. Like, it's like when I'm painting, I really feel kind of like I'm in like a mindfulness state where I'm like not, I'm not like my thoughts are not racing. I'm just kind of like without even trying
You're
to
in
be.
Flow.
Yeah. So I feel like they were kind of like nudging me back in the winter to get one of like, to get an easel to paint. And then I like got busy and like, I feel like that was them saying like, no, like you still need to do this. Like, you know, and I mean, my grandma loved a deal. So it makes sense too, that like, you know, I found it in Goodwill for only $30. So anyway, I just like, it makes me really happy because it's like, just things like that, I feel like happen a lot. And I feel like they're still so present with me in here. And it's not that I think like, oh, I'm special. Like my grandparents send me signs. I think it's just because I'm really, like I am really open to it because I'm like looking for it. I'm like, I want to see them. I want them to communicate with me. And so I just like, I just like thought that was like just such a fun story. And
That is so sweet. I love that. And I mean, what are the odds that there was the angel and the sign above it? I mean,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And the angel figurine looked like a big, version almost of like when they died, they both like the funeral home was like the same like entity that organized everything. I don't know how to say that, but they gave the family like the immediate family little angel figurines with their names on it, and the shape of the angel, it's kind of like, have you ever seen the like figurines where it's like the angel doesn't have a face and it's like doesn't have a gender either, it's like just like a figurine, and it's like wings and, you know, and kind of like a clear glass. Anyway, that was the, it looked like that, and it reminded me of that, so I thought that was it was like a bigger version of it
really
though.
Cool. Oh my gosh, and you'll have to share like, I think on Instagram, I saw you painting in one of your stories.
Yes.
You have to share, like, a picture of you painting.
Okay, but, yeah, I will. I made, like, a TikTok of, like, find, like, you know, setting it all up. So I'll share that on our Instagram.
Share that, definitely. Oh, my gosh. I love that story. That just makes me so happy. Oh, I
Love it's like
so
a feel-good story.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, if anybody else has serendipitous stories, we want to hear them. So maybe it is about interactions you've had with past loved ones. Maybe it is something that your intuition told you that you want to share. We've done ghost stories in the past. We've done extraterrestrial alien stories. Like, there's so many things. We would just love to hear about the cool things in your life. And if you want to send us something, you can email us at pod.serendipity@gmail.com, or you can send us a message on Instagram. You can either type it out, but we'd prefer if you send us a audio message, because then we might be able to play it on the show. And so you can find us on Instagram at serendipity.pod. And we'd love to hear your story. We'd love to be able to feature it on the show. And we live for these things. So please send us your stories.
Yes. And while you're at it, you can leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And if you do that and you screenshot the review before you submit it and email it to us, again, at pod.serendipity@gmail.com, or you can send it to us on Instagram. We have a free gift for you. It's a collection of different backgrounds for your phone or your computer, or prints, like high quality prints, of the definition of serendipity, which is like just a wonderful, I feel like, feel good definition to like look at every day. And then also it has butterflies and it's really pretty. So yeah, if you leave us a review, it doesn't have to be 5 stars, but you know, like, I'm very sensitive. So,
but come on, this is a 5-star show.
This is a 5-star podcast.
Why would you not leave us 5 stars?
Yes. Yeah. So yeah, we would love that. And, I am like a little behind on email. So if it takes me a little bit to get to it, I apologize in advance, but it would make our day. It always makes our day when people leave us reviews or tell us what they like about the show.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, come back for next week, or the next time, we podcast for you. It's going to be a surprise topic, and it's going to be good, because, you know, we only bring you good topics.
Yep.
So, make sure you stay tuned. And, you know, if you've got an idea of what you'd like to hear from us, you can also reach out and let us know, because, we might take your suggestion and go over it on the show. But thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you soon.
Bye.